Live from Studio 1A in Rockefeller Plaza, this is the third hour of Today.
We have more things ahead to talk about today, and in fact, a concert to tell you about with a lineup that's pretty cool. We just learned who will be performing at Queen Elizabeth's Platinum Jubilee celebration next month. It's epic. The band Queen, naturally, fittingly, will be performing along with singer Adam Lambert.
Also going to be Broadway performances as well. Andrew Lloyd Webber, Lin-Manuel Miranda is going to be bringing their iconic shows, Phantom of the Opera and Hamilton, respectively.
I
two
what
more.
What's it like for her seeing Hamilton?
It's, that's so
because,
funny.
You know, it's kind of like
wait a minute,
that's when it all went wrong.
It's a good point.
I never even thought about that.
Two more legends, by the way, Sir Elton John, Sir Rod Stewart, and then to close it out,
how about this?
Close out the show, an American icon, royalty from
our
this side
Princess
of the pond,
Diana.
Diana Ross.
Oh, there you go.
That is a heck of a show.
Man.
And that's just a sampling. Alicia Keys, Duran Duran, several other huge acts will be there as well. The Queen's Jubilee, that party planned
cool.
for June 4th.
Well, by the time it ends, it's going to be her 71st anniversary. Yeah.
And then right after that, they're all going to come to the plaza.
There you go.
Yeah. The whole lineup. All right, now we have to bring you a story we couldn't stop talking about this morning. A baby who arrived a couple of weeks early in midair. Mom Shakira Martin was on a Frontier Airlines flight. Aww. She went into labor. Look at that baby. And the baby just could not wait. Our Sam Brock talked with her about how it happened.
I was feeling fine and everything. And so I had went to sleep and I woke up and my contractions was, yeah.
So your contractions woke you up in the middle of that flight?
Yes. Yep.
And the first thought that runs through your mind is what?
Just cannot be. There's no way I could just have this baby on the plane.
Wow.
So the story gets even better. So the flight crew, it was instrumental, of course, in helping her safely deliver her baby girl. Her name is Jada Lynn Sky.
Aww.
How's that? And get this. Jada is her fourth child. She actually delivered her third baby on the side of the road. So she clearly was speeding to get to the hospital, and a deputy pulled her over, and she ended up having the baby right there. So she likes to have her baby on the move. Like
so if she has a fifth one, maybe if she has it on a train.
Yeah. She was trains and automobiles.
Deputy said she was doing about 90, too.
Trying to get
when
there.
She
well, I mean,
close.
You pull somebody over, and they're in labor. I mean, you're like,
what
well, you okay. Exactly.
It's like, you asked for it. Here you go.
There you go. By the way, speaking of planes, y'all ready?
Yes.
All right. We're catching one today.
Yay.
Folks, if you hadn't heard, we're heading down to God's country. The third hour of today, live tomorrow from Hilton Head Island, South Carolina. Verbo is paying for us to head down there to kick off the best summer ever.
Do it. Yeah.
Best summer ever. We're going to bring you the sights, the local flavors, some surprises as well. Going to be an epic trip to remember. Harry Styles is coming with us. No, make that part up. Harry's not coming. Harry's not coming.
If I could sneak him into my suitcase, I would.
I bet you would. We hope you'll join us tomorrow morning, third hour of today from Hilton Head.
And, well, you know why we're doing this. And it's actually going to be an officially named by the governor of South Carolina, Craig Melvin Day, because it's Craig's birthday tomorrow.
It's your birthday.
So, yeah.
Well,
yes.
That's nice. And fitting we're going to South Carolina
right.
for your birthday.
Thank you.
Of course. My birthday's August 2nd.
We'll be in Jersey.
Oh, we get to go to Jersey.
Woo!
Hey. Whoa.
When we come back.
Nothing against Jersey.
No.
We love
Jersey.
Are you from Queens?
No, I know, but here's the problem. Jersey drivers are the worst.
Okay.
Oh, my
God. When we come back, if we come back, it's Dad's Got This, a nurse sharing some important lessons and advice for parents and the special meaning behind one of his most prized possessions, his stethoscope. And then a little bit later, before you head out on your summer getaway, we're going to run down the checklist of what to pack to make sure you're prepared for anything, especially if you're going to Jersey. Third hour of today, right back after this.
Yeah, good luck.
Well, we are back with our series, Dad's Got This. And recently I talked to a truly incredible nurse. He's also a dad, an author, and a podcaster. And he's using his own experiences to show others what it means to be a caregiver. Meet Nurse Papa, AKA David Metzger, a pediatric oncology nurse working at UCSF Children's Hospital in San Francisco. David found his calling as a nurse after falling out of love with his first career as a professional sculptor. Why did you decide to become pediatric nurse?
What I was doing wasn't feeding my soul in the way I wanted it to. And, you know, with my first pediatric patient in that first hour of that clinical rotation, I ended up taking care of a little girl who didn't have any parents at the bedside and she was crying. So I just picked her up and started singing to her. And in that moment, I realized that she was just afraid. And I had this like moment of clarity where I was like, oh, I could be a pediatric nurse and it's something I could be really good at.
Since his career transitioned to nursing, David has become a father of two, as well as a published author. His debut book, Nurse Papa, 16 Meditations on Parenthood from a Pediatric Oncology Nurse, was released last year.
This is a book that you were writing on your phone?
That's how it started, because I had my phone in my pocket. There are so many ways to be a caregiver, and there's so many ways to be taken care of. I felt it was really important that people had access to these just rarefied situations where there's so much drama and there's so much pain and joy. You know, sometimes these things are unresolved and sometimes people are hurt, but we all keep growing.
David, are your kids old enough to get their heads around what it is dad does?
Oh yeah. I mean, they see me come home in my scrubs, you know, every night that I work. And my daughter especially, she's really interested in my patients and what I do. She's always, Papa, tell me about the hospital. Tell me what you did today.
I know that my dad is a nurse. He helps kids with cancer.
And, you know, that gets tricky sometimes, because sometimes it's hard to tell these stories. And I think by being honest with our children and being compassionate and by following their lead about what they want to know, you're preparing them to be, you know, humane, compassionate people.
Outside of his weekly nursing shifts at the hospital, David has also been producing and hosting the Nurse Papa podcast.
Nurse Papa is brought to you by...
where he answers questions from parents in a segment called Dear Nurse Papa.
What I really want to do is to normalize the experience of being a parent. It is not easy. I have made so many mistakes. I think this morning I've made 1,000 mistakes with my kids already.
I make a lot of mistakes as well. What are some of your more common mistakes?
Yelling at my kids. I really like to yell, don't yell.
Stop yelling!
Stop yelling!
Why are you yelling?
I think that if you are aware of your mistakes and, you know, that you acknowledge them, that means that you're doing an okay job.
In a nod to his artist background, David always wears a colorful stethoscope decorated with hospital wristbands given to him by his patients over the years.
This is 15 years taking care of kids. I mean, this is like my most prized possession. You know, some of these kids are living, some are not, but it's just been a way to remember them.
That's a beautiful thing. The sadness and the loss. How do you not take that home with you?
You do. I mean, it's just part of it. Like, I think that the opportunity to be there at bedside with these children, even when they're sick, even when they're dying, has been like the greatest gift that I've ever been given, because it's really shown me what life is all about. And it's made me a more complex, caring person.
Wow.
He's a special man. And you made a good point during the story. I mean, doctors, oncology doctors are obviously, you know, angels right. among us. Mm-hmm. But the nurses,
they make such an impact on those kids' lives. That's great.
You can search for David's Nurse Papa podcast, by the way, wherever you listen and get your podcasts. And for more stories about incredible dads, head over to our website, today.com.
That was really great. Thanks. All right, when we come back, it's today's checklist. All of the things you should pack to make sure you have a fun and safe summer. Then later, in the upside, a horse who brought comfort and joy into one man's home.
Wow.
He needed it the
Literally.
Most. Oh, yeah.
That's
we'll be right
cool.
back. We are back with today's checklist. It is a great day here in New York City, but we are all dreaming about summer vacations and being outdoors. So Dr. Natalie Azar is here this morning to help all of us prepare with a summer medical checklist. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
What a day
Chanel.
To be here.
I know. It doesn't feel like the right time, but
I know,
we're doing
to talk
it.
About this.
Yeah.
Okay, so before we even get into the car or the plane or however you're getting around, what should we be packing when it comes to medical supplies?
Right. Like, don't you always think this when you're going for a trip, what should I take?
Absolutely.
I want to make sure that I'm not forgetting
getting anything. So we have a list for everybody.
Okay.
And you know, there's some things that are on, that aren't on the list that you might want to still think about. But here are my go-tos.
All right.
We all are very familiar now with bringing antiseptics with us, antibacterial gels, towelettes. But you never know if you're going to get a cut mm-hmm. that you need to clean and bandage up. Mm-hmm. A digital thermometer, sunscreens, laxatives are incredibly important because when you travel, it disrupts your circadian rhythm, and sometimes you can be constipated. So you want to bring laxatives, insect repellent, and common medications. Anything that has an anti in front of it, think about it.
Al is a 7-year-old, and I apologize.
Well, we're all laughing at, yeah, not okay. at you, with you.
Yeah.
Anti-diarrheals, antihistamines, anti-inflammatory,
you know what?
Decongestants.
Lesson learned for me.
Yeah.
I've learned that you do need to bring some of these common medications.
Yeah.
Because I remember traveling one time overseas, and I couldn't find what I needed. And then
right.
the one time that they had one, I remember it just said like elixir or something like that. And I didn't
yeah.
really know what it was. It wasn't a Tylenol. Or,
right. Or even a pain reliever
exactly.
or a fever reducer, because
yeah.
you never know if you might get sick.
Sure.
And one thing that I always do, I'm sure people with contacts, bring an extra pair of contacts, an extra pair of glasses.
All right, Al's turn.
Now,
okay.
on the list, you had sunscreen, but we know we're going to get sunburned.
Yes.
It always ends up. And by the way, nice being mom, not Dr. Azar, bringing your kids to Harry Styles.
Yeah, right.
I didn't see the kids. I just saw Dr. Gabby.
She went
okay.
Stop.
So we got the sunburn. How do we treat it?
Okay. So number one thing to do, you're going to take cool bath and shower, not dumping in the ice, but nice cool temperature.
Uh-huh.
Moisturizers that contain aloe or soy. Mm-hmm. You can use aspirin or ibuprofen just to, if you have a little bit of a low-grade fever or just to bring down some of the achiness. You want to drink a lot of extra water. Makes sense, right? The sunburn definitely can dehydrate. And it's really, really important, if you have blisters, do not pop them. They are there to protect. And if you plop them, they could actually get infected.
Should you check with a doctor if you get...
So here's the thing. I always say, what's the harm in checking with your doctor? But especially, Al, if you have young ones,
uh-huh.
especially babies,
yeah.
and they start to have, like, fever or they're not feeling well with a sunburn, please call your pediatrician.
Okay.
Okay?
Temperature is starting to really heat up across the country.
Yes.
So heat stroke becomes a concern.
Very,
what are the signs?
Right. So these are the signs if you're out too long: headache, dizziness, a lack of sweating, even though you think uh-huh. you'd be sweating a lot, red hot, dry skin, nausea, vomiting, confusion, muscle cramps, seizure, and unconsciousness. And what I really want to say to folks is, if you suspect that somebody has heat stroke, call 911, and then you can start administering first aid. And the emergency departments can actually walk you through what you need to do. There's definitely some tips that I know
okay.
would be helpful for our viewers. We just don't have time to get through everything.
Okay.
Today.
All right, before we let you go,
yeah.
a topic that we all dread, ticks, especially with the rise of this Lone Star
yes.
tick now.
Yes.
What are some things that we need to know about ticks in general?
Okay, so basically here's your checklist. You need to know where they are, right? And especially if you're in grassy areas, you're walking through a trail, you want to walk through the path, you don't want to walk through the brush and the grass. You want to treat your clothing and gear with something called permethrin. That is a repellent. You want to use an EPA-registered insect repellent. And again, moms and dads out there, there's some you can't use for kids under the age of 3, so
DEET
look at
or
that.
No DEET?
DEET is fine.
Okay.
DEET is fine. You want to check your clothing and your body when you come in. We're going to show you guys a graphic of where you need to look. Examine your gear and your pets. We always
yes.
talk about this still, right? And you want to shower right away, especially with hot water. You can also put your clothing in the dryer and go at high heat. This is from the CDC. I love this graphic. It reminds us everywhere we need to look. You need someone to help you sometimes around the ears, the hairline, under the arms, belly button, around the waist, between the legs, back of the knees.
Back of the knees.
And make sure, you know, have a friend, a partner, a family member take a look at the back of you, and especially in your head,
yeah.
to make sure you find and take them off.
That's a great,
really helpful.
That's a great,
I don't think
diagram.
I've seen that.
Great stuff.
Have to print
right.
that out. Dr. Natalie Azar, as always, thank you.
All right. Have a great weekend. And coming up next in our series, The Upside, an unbreakable bond that began in really one of the most unexpected ways, how a horse literally came into this man's home and changed his life. Then later, we've got some products generating buzz on social media, like a fancy ice cube tray and a water bottle that comes with a little motivation. Third Hour Today, we'll be right back. We are back with our series, The Upside. This morning, we're going to take you to a quiet farm where an animal lover adopted a rescue horse. Little did he know, they would be by each other's sides for a life-changing journey.
Coffee and carrots and a horse at my counter in my kitchen. It's probably the most zen therapy that I have found. Calm comes over me. I feel It's my happy place.
Meet Amerigo, a 1,600-pound Percheron quarter horse mix who her owner, Charles Robbins Linford, calls his porch unicorn. Their story starts here, at their home in a beautiful forest in Washington State. Amerigo was a rescue horse, a Christmas gift from Charles's husband, Mark, 5 years ago.
I drove up, I met her, and I rode her one time and said, she's coming home.
A little over a month later, Charles rode Amerigo for the last time.
I did all the wrong things as a human being. She continued to tell me that she didn't want to be ridden, and she kept moving away from the mounting block over and over and over again. I forced the issue and finally got on her back, and she did a few bucks and I ended up underneath her. And then she came down on my leg with her back hoof, crushing my leg. It was such a bad compound fracture. I was wearing rubber boots and it brought my bones out through the side of my boot and stuck them in the ground. So when rescue got here, they actually had to pull everything out of the mud.
The leg injury causing multiple infections, needing countless rounds of antibiotics, 6 surgeries, and 52 days in the hospital. To cope, Charles shared his journey on Facebook.
I'm really scared. I have no doubt this is what's necessary and that it's gonna have to happen.
10 months after the accident, doctors said his leg had to go. On November 29th, 2018, Charles awoke from his 7th surgery as an amputee.
Kind of in recovery and doing really well, especially since I have this most amazing human next to me.
Back at home, he had to face Amerigo and the scene of the accident every day.
Even though I didn't blame her, I now had fear of her. And I never had fear of her.
Amerigo reaching out to him first.
She started standing by my window. She would just face in and just watch and look to the point where we started opening the window and she would stick her head inside.
Then they would sit quietly together with morning coffee.
I don't know what it is about her, but she's got a spirit that pulls you in really quick. To watch her move or to see her across the yard, there's just a glow about her.
And before he knew it, Amerigo decided to come into the house.
Well, hello.
I was in the laundry room one day folding laundry, and I hear the door swing open and hit the wall.
With time, Charles and Amerigo put tragedy behind them, continuing to heal together, forming a magical bond.
The accident was horrible, and it took a while to get over, but what came from it and what it is now is so special. It's made me a better person. It's changed my life completely. I feel like I'm nicer. I feel like I have empathy for people.
Charles says he rescued Amerigo to give her a better life. But what she gave him in return, despite that accident, is a love that will last a lifetime.
I wanted to be able to take care of her. I mean, that was a huge part of my recovery too, is I had a responsibility to her. She wasn't gonna get rescued anymore. She's home.
Goodness.
Yeah, wow. It just builds upon itself.
Yeah.
It really is kind of amazing. Charles says the floors of the house do take a beating, but it's worth it because he says the memories he shares with this horse is Amerigo is it's irreplaceable. Also, the horse is house trained.
No, it's
yes.
Not.
Yes.
You made that up.
No, it's true. It does not go in the house.
Really?
Right.
It's incredible that the horse made the first move.
Yes.
Like,
yeah.
It just kind of appeared and
really
wanted that connection.
I've got so many questions about the horse being housebroken, but don't say
we don't have time.
There you go.
There's a commercial break coming up.
He's got horsey litter.
Just it. It's shop all day. Some products generating a big buzz heading into the summer, like the little fan that will help you beat the heat. We'll be right back. Today's episode of our streaming show, Shop All Day, features some items that are buzzing on social media. Clothes and products you can expect to see everywhere this summer.
I think we officially played with everything on all the tables. Here to preview is Shop Today editorial director, Adriana Brock. And you can see these products now by scanning, of course, that QR code. Good morning.
The QR code's right beneath you.
Perfectly springy today.
Right
Yes, ready Thanks, for Greg. Summer as well.
Fascinating.
I know it's a little gloomy out.
Blows his mind, the QR code. Okay, we're starting with ice cube trays.
Yes, so this is a really great one for entertaining at home, or if you just need to make a lot of ice this summer, which we all do, because mm-hmm. we're going to need icy drinks. Mm-hmm. So it's a container that makes ice, stores it, and doubles as like a serveware for your parties.
Okay.
So, Craig, if you want to demo this,
okay,
you get the ice, you freeze it, obviously. Okay. Then you flip it over.
Just flip it like a regular?
Yes. And the bottom is silicone.
Oh, no.
You were supposed to use the press lid.
Oh.
And then that's going to keep it germ-free.
Oh, yeah.
And then
your fingers out of my eyes.
Yeah, because you don't want people's fingers in their ice.
Oh,
so, and it comes with a little scooper, and you could serve
it. That's
great. So, that's typhoid Melbourne.
And you don't have to, like, keep...
Exactly. Yeah,
that's cool.
Exactly.
Take some ice for your water.
It's pretty, honestly.
It does. It's really nice.
Yeah.
Let's talk about these jugs here.
I mean,
these things are absolutely massive. What's so special about this?
So I know Dylan is a fan. Last year, these went viral on social media.
Dylan uses one of these.
And it's good, like, exercise in the morning, too.
There you go. Multitasker.
That's a lot of water.
But this is really great because we need to stay hydrated, especially when it gets warmer out. And yes, it's huge, it's large, but you know what? You fill it up once, you keep it on your desk. Mm-hmm. You could take it on the go too, because there's a strap if you're feeling brave. And you know, you could stay hydrated all day long, and today.com readers actually love this.
This is 128 ounces?
Exactly.
It's a lot.
And
they have like these motivational messages too, like hydrate yourself, remember your goal, keep chugging.
Yes, it keeps you motivated.
Awesome.
You know what? You guys could start a competition. Everyone gets a jug.
There you go. And now our biggest fan is a little fan.
Yes, this little fan is genius because it is a 3-in-1. So you could see it folds up here nicely. It fits in your pocket. Throw it in a beach bag, bring it on a trip.
It's actually a good fan.
But it doubles as a charger for your phone or any of your devices.
Oh. This just became a steals and deals.
It's amazing. And then it also doubles as a flashlight.
Wow.
So you can take it camping. Cool. So it's a fan, a charger, and a flashlight. Three in one.
When you get it close to the mic, it sounds like a lightsaber.
No, it's super quiet, too.
Beyonce look.
Keep moving.
Sorry, keep moving.
All right, what's next? Bathing suits? And, you know, what pieces are in?
One pieces are in, and they
it's
don't have
we're
to.
Getting older.
I mean, you know what?
They're in for us.
They're super versatile. So you know how, like, women, we have our little black dress for fall? This is like the little black dress of swimsuits for this season. It is a super popular one. It's made with a tummy control panel, so it keeps you nice and fitted in.
Tummy control.
And the ruching, control, you know.
It's super
like
flattering. It's a really flattering fit for all shapes and sizes. It's got adjustable straps.
Oh.
And it comes in a bunch of bright colors and is super affordable.
I love it.
So this is like the perfect one-piece dress that everyone's going to
have. I could see Rogan in something like that at Hilton Head.
What's wrong with you?
You're ready. You're like in vacation mode. Okay.
Already.
Let's talk about these faux leather sandals. They are so soft and pliable.
They're so soft. The brand made them with comfort in mind. So they're giving you arch support with a little bit of style. These are neutral, which is kind of nice.
Are these for women?
You can wear them. They are for women.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
Just ask, are they for women?
The one.
Yeah.
Wait, those are really cute.
There's no way you do.
And you know what? These are great because you could dress them down or you could dress them up, like Dylan here, wearing them to work.
These kind of look a little masculine
here. They could be. Yeah, they're nice and neutral, which is what makes them versatile.
Stick your big toe in that.
So you could really wear them all the time, anywhere.
Are they comfortable?
They're really comfortable. Yeah, they have arch support.
I thought the one little ring here would be a little too.
It's not. It's really nice. And they're sturdy, so you can.
That's why people are buzzing about them on today.com.
Thank you so much.
These are fantastic. Of course, check out Shop All Day, What's Buzzing on Social, streaming today at 11:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. on Today All Day. And to shop these products, head to today.com/shopallday.
All right. Up next, she has worked on SNL with Amy Schumer. Now comedian and author Jessi Klein is sharing a hilarious take on motherhood. It's really funny. She's live when we come right back. We are back with one funny lady. Comedy writer Jessi Klein has quite an impressive resume.
That's right. She's worked on shows like Netflix's animated series, one of my favorites that the kids cannot watch, Big Mouth, Saturday Night Live, and Comedy Central's Inside Amy Schumer. Then she won an Emmy for it in 2015 as head writer and executive producer.
She's also an author. Her latest book, I'll Show Myself Out, essays on midlife and motherhood, is already a New York Times bestseller.
And Jessi is with us. Congrats, by the way, on making the New York Times bestseller.
Yes. Thank you so much.
But I heard when you were writing the book, you didn't think anyone would care. Is that true?
Well, it does run through your mind. You know, as you write a book, it takes a long time. It's a very lonely process. And I think also, especially writing about motherhood, I a lot of what the book is about is how people don't really think of stories about motherhood as really mattering. And so it was just such a pleasant surprise that people have been responding.
Well, I told you, you are such a wonderful writer, and you do it in a way where you make us feel cool as moms and not alone. And you find humor in it. You described, you know, sometimes motherhood like being on a hero's journey. What did you mean by that?
Well, I mean, the hero's journey myth in society, you know, we think of like, it is generally like a man is going to slay a dragon or to, you know, destroy Darth Vader. But I think, you know, really a hero, what a hero is someone who basically to protect someone else goes through a series of obstacles that are difficult, sacrificing themselves and is different at the end than when they started. And I feel like
that is perfect
exactly what a mother does.
That's good.
Yeah.
And beside a mother's love, you actually penned an open letter about your love of interior designers Nate Berkus and Jeremiah Brunt. So much so, and you penned this to this married couple, which is an interesting.
Dreaming.
So, do you know if they've seen the letter? Why did you write it?
Okay, I mean, Nate Berkus is my original Harry Styles. I was like
so
that.
Married
Harry. Yes, until my new husband Harry Styles. I did not know if they would read it, and it is confirmed that they. That at least Nate has. Jeremiah might be busy. Yeah. But, I'm a blush.
Well, actually, we have a little something for you. Take a look, just so you have a better idea.
What?
Hey, Jesse, it's Jeremiah. I just wanted to say thank you so much for including it in your book. It was hilarious.
And you know what? We think it's the funniest thing in the world, and it's not just because we're in it.
No, but I did feel seen through your letter.
And heard.
Jesse, you're welcome.
That is insane. I have to go talk to Harry Styles. I have too many people.
People don't understand is your writing was so funny, even about Nate Berkus. Like, he's so perfect. Like, the way he makes that room look so beautiful, small space. You know what I mean? You just.
Yeah, like the rest of America, I was introduced to Nate by my very close personal friend, Oprah. And he was doing like small space renovations on her show. And I lived in a very small space. And I remember the first time I saw him like take a lid off of a storage ottoman. I just, my mind
was blown.
I was like, you sit on it and there's stuff in it.
And now the second mind blown.
Yes, whatever mind was left was sweet.
And you really have this funny take on so many things, especially, I mean, motherhood and postpartum and potty training and stuff I can relate to. I mean, going to the playground and seeing the beautiful women dressed up in like these trendy little outfits and their espadrilles, and I'm just wearing the same sweatpants I've been wearing for the last 3 days.
Yeah. How dare they, is all I have to say. I mean, truly an aggression. It's, we're all in this together. Yeah, I don't know how to dress in anything but a jumpsuit at best to go to the park, at best.
I don't know how you have time, but apparently you're also the showrunner and the executive producer for that show over on Showtime that stars Vanessa Bayer. I love that for you. And it's all about home shopping networks, right?
Yeah.
Were you an avid viewer of home shopping channels before the show?
Well, you know, Vanessa Bayer is and was an avid home shopping fan. I experienced it mainly through my grandmother, who, when I was a kid, every gift she got me was from Home Shopping. So I was just like in full Home Shopping drip.
Yeah.
I don't know, but it was the thought that counted. But it's an amazing show. Vanessa and Molly Shannon and Jennifer Lewis.
Three of the best.
Jesse, thank you. Thanks for coming by.
Thank you.
I'll Show Myself Out is available now. We will be right back.
That's good.
Big day tomorrow. We're taking the show on the road.
Field trip, road trip. We're going to be live from Hilton Head Island, South Carolina, kicking off the best summer ever with some fun, some food, plenty of surprises as well. We'll see you from South Carolina tomorrow.
Can't wait.
We'll see you tomorrow from South Carolina.
Sunscreen.
Oh, he's right.